Discussion.
Welcome to SLUT, where everyone can be free. We discuss sexuality, relationships, femininity, and everything. Mm-hmm. We want to start this show off on a positive note. Well, I know that this has been a challenging year for a lot of people. It's also been a great year for a lot of people. You know, that's balance. But what I want to leave us with today is to embrace every challenge, because we all desire to grow. And challenges bring forth growth. So, the next time you're faced with a challenge, don't focus on the challenge. Focus on the growth that you will have after you overcome that challenge. Now, shout out to my girl, Ricky.
And shout out to Maya. You dropping them dimes, some gems. I hope everyone had a great Christmas. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas, I was so cute and intimate with my little family, you know.
I saw your ninja, your air fryer.
Oh, girl. Let's tell y'all. I was about to take a sip of my tea, and then she started talking about this air fryer. And I had to put it down because, listen, I'm about to do free advertisement for the Ninja Foodie Smart XL Grill. Listen, since Christmas, I've been cooking everything in there. I made yams. I made
some salmon, didn't you?
Salmon.
Girl, that looks so good.
I made lobster tail. Woo! I made asparagus. I mean, I'm just saying all the things that I made in this grill. Get you one. How was your Christmas, girl?
My Christmas was peaceful. I've never really been into celebrating Christmas.
Okay.
I feel like if I had children, I would celebrate it. But since it's just me and a cat, you know, I got her some for Christmas.
That's cute.
And I got one. I got my best friend something, so it was cool. I like it because everybody's just like to themselves,
yeah,
not worried about me. I really like it. Yeah, it's like a relaxing day.
On the kids or themselves.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Other than that, my Christmas was good. I can't complain.
That's good. Me too.
All right.
So Ricky, what's the tea?
The tea, girl. What is the tea? So since we had a week off, you know, I just accumulated a lot of tea to drop. And baby, it's hot. Especially this one. This one is piping hot. So I don't know if you know the rappers Cupcake and Sukiyana.
Okay.
You don't know them?
No.
Okay. So Cupcake, she's a rapper, but she ain't got that much clout. But she's good. Like, she can rap. Like, she's really good with her words.
Okay.
And then you have Sukiyana, who's one of these. She's one of the new age rappers who's mostly focused on, like, whole life.
Okay. Now, I think I have heard of Sukiyana.
She's on Love and Hip Hop.
Maybe that's why.
Miami.
Okay.
And she's like, she reminds me of Cardi. Like a country, southern Cardi. She's ghetto, she hood, freaky, and she ain't afraid to talk about it. So basically, Cupcake, she did her version of 50 Cent's Rob. It was like a song where he was inspired by Biggie. Biggie had a song where he was going around saying, like, dropping all these, like, models' names and stuff, saying he'll fuck all these girls. So 50 Cent did one where he dropped a rapper's name saying how he was gonna rob them. You know, right. 50 is that nigga.
He's a cancer.
So Cupcake took that as inspiration. It was like, I'm gonna do the same thing. So she put some names in it. She got Meg's name in it. She got Suki's name in it. Mm-hmm. She got everybody's name in it. Because it's supposed to be, like, you know.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about marketing and everything. And if they respond, that's good for her. Because bad publicity is good publicity. Ain't nobody paid attention to this girl, Cupcake.
Of course.
And
I knew that though.
Nobody did. And she took some low blows though. Like mm-hmm. she even talked about Megan shot. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But you know, nobody answered to her.
Everybody knows exactly what you said.
Yeah, and they know exactly what she's doing.
We're not giving her no attention.
But
okay.
Suki did a diss track to Cupcake. Okay. And when I say she clowned Cupcake, it was like Sukiyana went deep into the roast bag. Oh Lord, he texted me. She went deep down into the roast bag, and this whole track is Suki just, oh my, dragging Cupcake. She mm-hmm. told her that she was built like a cupcake, because she is kind of, she's a big girl. So it was funny when she come on the track, you like, she about to murder it. And I was like, oh, Suki. Like, oh, I was really impressed.
Okay.
I'm at the listen. Yeah, you going to be laughing. And then Cupcake comes back with a diss track. And when I say, this ain't fair, she murdered Suki. Like, it was ridiculous.
Her, she was good.
Her delivery, it's like, you know Cupcake is crazy. Mm-hmm. She ain't rap tight. Her delivery is ridiculous. And it was to the point, it's like, y'all really beefing.
Right.
Y'all really beefing, because the words that was said between the two were horrible. Cupcake started, Suki, came, when she came back, she did say something about Cupcake's mama. Mm-hmm. So in this redemption, I guess.
That's terrible.
Cupcake started talking about Suki's kids. And that's what brought it all to the head. Like, you talking about her kids. She was like, she talked about my mama. So them kids ain't off limits. And I was just like, Lord Jesus. See, y'all play too much. See, my wing.
Too much.
When y'all take it too far, and then people, like, really, other people get hurt by it, it's like, if you're going to keep it between y'all, keep it between y'all. But once again, like, Suki should never say nothing about her mama. Because mm-hmm. then it's like, oh, you want to talk about everybody? It's but fair game.
My whole problem is this with all of them. It's like, it's already, the rap culture is not all, it's already, like, so not right. welcoming to women anyway. Mm-hmm. The fact that female MCs are called female MCs alone lets you know the discrimination in the industry. But it's just like this. It's just like our ignorant cousins who do ignorant shit. Mm-hmm. And then we trying to protest and we trying to, you know, do better for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But then we got these ignorant cousins still doing ignorant shit. It's like that with this, like, female MC rap culture. It's all about, like, when you describe her, and you was like, she all about ho, and it's all about this, and it's all about that with all of them. And I remember back in the day, we had Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim, yes. You know, but we also had Eve, we also had MC Light, we also had Queen Latifah. It was like a balance of, like,
Feminism.
And, yeah. Thank you. A balance of feminism. That girl... That was the word, a balance. And I hate to even keep seeing this, honestly. Like, these are rappers that's not even, I'm not trying to say they're not on, but they ain't on yet. But this is the behavior that y'all only know how to put out there. Woo, child.
Well, Suki did say in her little diss track, we all female MCs, we all female rappers, we supposed to be uplifting ourselves, but you over here doing all this extra. So, since you want to clown somebody, I'm really going to clown you. So, I felt that. I was like, I feel her on that. And she is all about empowering other women. But when somebody come for Suki, she be like, well, I'm not empowering you now.
I feel that.
And I get it. Next topic. Well, yeah. Next sip of tea. Lil Wayne done sold not only his catalog of music, the whole Young Money's, including Nicki Minaj and Drake and Tyga, because those are the biggest artists on that label.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Girl, not only is he losing his dreads, he losing brain cells. What is going on?
Wayne!
Is the bleach too strong?
The bleach and the blunt.
And the lean.
And the lean.
And the cocaine.
Yeah. Because what's going on? And it's so sad because when I tell you back in the day, I was like, what? Weezy F. Baby. The motherfucking Carter. Bitches on my dick. You know? But my name ain't Harry Potter. That was life.
We was all about every mixtape. The Carter was just Wayne dropped a new mixtape.
Dedication.
Oh, my God.
Okay. No ceilings. Like, that's when I was, that was life.
No ceilings.
No ceilings was life. What are you doing, Wayne? What are you doing? Yeah.
Man.
That's so sad.
And only for $100 million.
But I'm trying to figure out why he would do that.
Well, he did. It was like some type of case he got. And people was trying to find him so much money. So the only thing he can, like, really, I guess, find money was to sell.
That's sad. Okay, so this is my question then. I know Drake and Nicki Minaj haven't said. Okay, I'm looking at your face. What? They haven't said nothing? They haven't said nothing?
Not in the public's. Okay. Public's eye, no.
I didn't think so. Okay, because this is what I believe. I'm just going off. You know, I be trying to be the good angel.
How you gonna sell somebody else's masters?
Cause he got the right to do that. I'm sure he talked to them before he did that. I'm sure he did. They have a really close relationship. This is just me being
okay.
Ricky sipping her tea on me. I'm just trying to be
optimistic.
Yes. My tea is still half full, okay? So hopefully he had a conversation with them. And this didn't come as a surprise to them as it did to us. Because I was shocked when I heard that.
For $100 million? That's Wayne.
I wonder who he sold these masters to.
One of these big name record companies.
White people.
Interscope or something like that, one of them.
I'm sorry for saying people like that. But
Jewish
people.
They white too. But,
them the people who got it, though.
Yeah, they control everything. Shout out to the Jewish people.
Shout out to the Jewish people. We need to be more like y'all.
They don't really like us.
They don't. We don't like them, but we need to be more like them.
Hey, yo.
As a community.
I fucks with some Jewish people. Shout out to my friend Danielle, one of the best Jewish people I know.
See, she likes us.
Danielle is a man.
See, I don't know.
He's a hippie. He's
well,
cool.
He likes us, okay? And we need to be more like Jews. And we need to keep building. And that's the next topic, girl.
Okay. Okay, so Danny Lee just bought DaBaby a car. And they've basically been together publicly for about 2.5 seconds, but excuse that. Excuse the whole, you know, it's Danny Lee and DaBaby. I feel like the industry is really pressing this buy your rapper boyfriend a car. Because if you think about it, all the new rappers, you got DaBaby, you got Ari, and what's her, Moneybag, yo, he looked like Bart Simpson, girl. I think that's his name, Moneybag Yo. Okay. Cardi and Offset, they constantly buying each other cars. And Cardi don't even have a driver's license, but do your things. It just seems like all these couples, especially when the boyfriend is a rapper, buying him a car is like the new trend. And I'm starting to notice these younger YouTubers and everything doing the same thing. And it's like, how about if y'all gonna buy the car, y'all can spend your money on whatever. But it's kind of like, why you buying a car though? You really wanna show somebody you love them? Buy some stocks. Okay. Some bonds. Okay. Some property. Some land.
Okay.
Something that won't depreciate as soon as you hop up in it, start it up, and drive off the lot.
Before you even got it to him, it was depreciated.
Okay.
I'm so sad about the culture, and for so many different reasons, like when it comes to stuff like that. Because like you said, not only is this a 2.5 relationship, 2.5 second relationship, but it's, there is no like substance.
None. He just started posting this girl. And they would have been talking to each other for 2 years. Or a year or 2 years. Maybe. And he's publicly been going back and forth between her and her baby and his baby mama. But you gonna buy him a car. The baby mama didn't even buy him a car.
No. Not, but that's what you gotta do.
But not one car, girl. Maya, she bought him 2 cars.
Oh, I didn't know she bought 2.
2 cars.
Why?
And I hope that Mimi, the baby mama, be swerving around in one of them.
Right, because Mimi was at home. While that party was going on, and they was buying cars, and baby mamas was up under their baby daddy, Mimi was at home drinking her wine, watching TV, like,
Is it the red wine that she be drinking?
The red wine. Okay. She lifted up her red wine by myself at home.
She was like, I got 2 cars now.
Okay. She just bought us 2 cars. Make sure you drive one of them cars to pick up your kid. Okay.
Okay. What?
What? Okay.
Now it's your turn. What's your tea, baby?
Oh, yeah. So, y'all, I know y'all heard about this, that the, do we call him the president? Oh, the Donald. He signed the
orangutan.
You know who, as Whoopi Goldberg would say on The View. You know who. I love that. Yeah, he signed the $600 stimulus bill. Yay, are we rich? No, I'm just...
$600 don't even pay half my rent.
Okay, not even half, literally. It's really sad that this is even a thing. Like, it's so many people out here that's like, especially in L.A. So when I think about $600, right? And you know, I like to let y'all know, I like to rep my city. I'm from Detroit. $600 is totally different in Detroit than it is out here in LA. Mm-hmm. So for everybody in the whole country to just be getting $600 is crazy. And I have been, my family have been us entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. We are blessed to be entrepreneurs and to have, you know, have some type of income during this time. But it's people... what about the single mothers that work at Family Dollar whose kids cannot go to school right now? What are they doing with $600? And they haven't gotten nothing. I can tell you this. In Michigan, because once again, I'm from Michigan, so I know these details. In Michigan, people have been getting $200 every 2 weeks in unemployment. Like $160 a week. And then they have to tax it, so they take like $40 off of it, so you get like $200. Okay? Unemployment in Michigan. There is no way. Now, even though the cost of living, it might not be the same as it is here in LA.
But they can't survive off no $600. No.
No. Okay? Because rent is still a lease. Like, you're still going to pay for a home in Detroit. You're still going to pay at least $800.
Right.
$800, $900. And that's on a low scale. You know what I mean? So for it to have been months of people not being able to pay their rent, their bills, buy food, do anything, it's an insult to people to give them $600. And to the far right who wanted to hold up this package because they want to make sure that no companies are liable, it is just like such a disconnect from the top to the bottom.
It is.
And it's sad. And I think that we need, as a black people, the reason why I wanted to make this my trending topic, y'all know I'll be into politics, but as black people, we really need to be concerned with our own community.
We really do.
We really need to build up our own communities. We need to go to our kids' schools. We need to go to our local grocery stores. We need to think of politics in a way that we are closing this wealth gap, because it's sick. And these people don't care. These people that's making these laws, they don't care. They're making laws based on the money that they get. Okay? Based on the money that fund their campaigns.
Yeah, they are making laws that's going to benefit their lives, mm-hmm. not the people beneath them or that they feel that is beneath them. If mm-hmm. you don't make money like them, they don't care. Like Trump, mm-hmm. everything that he showed y'all his true colors. Mm-hmm. He showed them poor white pissy trash people who was Trump 2020.
Yep.
He showed them his true colors. And I recently followed up on this veteran, mm-hmm. and he said he regretted voting for Trump. He regretted it because you got 2020 has been a freaking shithole for a lot of people.
Reality TV show.
And this veteran, he couldn't work because it's a pandemic. His child has cancer. You can't afford anything, especially when you got a sick child. And all you give, you get, how much money he gave to the people? $1,200?
Literally. And then it's sad because what he did was he did not take responsibility for this thing. He put it on the government, the local government, and then created this divisiveness where it's like everybody is free to make their choices. So everything about this pandemic has been trivial, along with $600. So now this is just a manifestation of what we've been dealing with all year. And yeah, so look out for your $600. And if I were you, in your shoes, and you don't have anything to do, you know, like your $600 is already gone. Anyway, invest that bitch. Invest at least five. Flip five. Figure it out. Before that pocket, before it come, have your mind made up. If you got three kids, bitch, you got a lot, you got enough money to invest in a business. Period. I'm sorry. I know everybody's circumstances is not the same, but you got to fend for yourself.
You got
to
do something. You really got to do something because it's a doggy dog world. And at this point in time, nobody has, if you're below a certain income bracket, tax bracket, you better figure out how to survive. Mm-hmm. I don't care about your degrees. I don't mm-hmm. care about your connections. I don't care about none of that. You need to figure out how to survive.
Yep.
You got to figure it out.
Yep. Amen. So, yeah.
Well, that we're going to...
That was my tea.
That was good tea, honey. That was that political tea that we all need to discuss. I don't really like talking about politics because it be pissing me off.
Yeah.
It really, like, gets to me because it's like nothing makes sense.
Because it's not about us, and that's why we have to fend for ourselves, mm-hmm. seriously. And we have to, as a Black community, really build up our own community. I have worked in school districts where it was all white people, mm-hmm. while sending my son to a school district that's not all white, because I don't want my son in an all white school. Mm-hmm. So, I'm seeing that I'm trying to get my parents, my all white parents, out of my classroom. Get out of my classroom. Let me teach your kids. Don't worry about your kids. Mm-hmm. That's why you bring them here. I'm going to teach them things. Mm-hmm. You stay out of this. They give us Christmas gifts. They give a teacher appreciation week. We have food and ice cream socials and shit in the teacher's lounge. Mm-hmm. But we go to my son's school, and the principal is having pizza parties for the parents to come to the schools. Okay? They have to come up with incentives in the Black community to get the parents to the school.
That's crazy.
Okay? So we can't keep talking about what everybody doing to us. They gonna keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because we don't even care about educating our kids.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on, girl. I'm gonna get pissed off, too. I'm pissed off with my cousin. I ain't pissed off with the people in politics, though. Because the truth of the matter is, they're humans.
And like you said earlier, it's a disconnect.
It's a disconnect. Yeah.
So why would someone who make a certain amount of money care about somebody who's making less than 30 G's a year?
And this is the life you choose, baby. My husband is reading, what the hell is the name of that book? Not the 50 Laws of Power, the 40 Laws of Power. What's the name of that book? Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, okay.
So he's reading Think and Grow Rich, and so he reads just passages to me when he gets excited about one. And he read this one about the bottom line. Now, these are billionaires talking in this book. And when they were talking about the bottom line and talking about how people were, like, mad at him because of the amount, his wages for his bottom line, he's like, well, I'm paying him based on the job that he's doing. I'm paying my bottom line based on the job that they're doing. And if that person choose to do that job, they choose to take that pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the billionaires is thinking. So you got to think about your own life choices. Okay? Don't wait for nobody to do shit.
Yeah, don't wait for no handouts.
Don't.
Because you're going to be waiting for a long time.
A long time. Because they don't think nothing of you.
Americans have been waiting a long time for $600. Okay. You could have made $600. Look, girls like me get on this internet and shake a tail feather, and we can make $600 in a day.
Okay.
Less than that.
Girls like me get on this internet and get to posting and get to lashing and get to mixing herbs
and make us $600.
Period. Okay. Or I'm going to take that tool that I'm getting from unemployment and flip that into $600 every month.
Let me tell you, it's girls out here doing hair. It's men out here cutting hair. It's people out here, you know, realtors, all that. You can't just sit there and wait for somebody to give you something. You got to go out there and get it.
Because you'll be waiting all year for $600 while your bill's stacking and stacking and stacking and stacking.
Even the hoes.
Even the hoes.
They gonna go find them a John.
Period. The hoes and the hustlers know what's up.
Okay. Because Tony from the block was like, look. Period. That $600 that we gonna get, I'm about to go get some work, and then I'm gonna go sell it.
That's all Tony thinking about. He's like, I can't wait to get my check so I can get this $600 worth of work.
He gonna be like, 600 about to turn into a good old fire, Jesus.
Period. That's how you supposed to be thinking, y'all. That's how we supposed to be thinking. And then you take that money and invest in your community.
Yeah, that's very
to the government. Don't buy your new boyfriend 2 cars. Invest in your environment. Invest in your community.
Okay. Don't be buying the 2 cars. Your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Your husband.
I'm about to say that. I just told my husband the other day because he was talking about how he wanted a Lincoln. He's like, eventually I'm going to give me a little Lincoln. I want the black Lincoln with the leather. He was talking shit in the car. I was like, I can't wait. One day I'm going to just buy that for you. Because that's my husband. I love him.
That's your partner. That's your life partner.
Okay. And that's my best fucking friend.
Right.
Since 2013, best fucking friend.
Not somebody that you've been...
I'm not buying...
Hiding okay. from the baby mama.
Trying to buy him a car for the gram. Mm-hmm. If I want to buy my man a car, I'll be literally buying it so I can see him jump up and down and be happy. Anyway, let's move on. I'll just be talking.
Let's move on because we got to shout out our little businesses. It's not our business, but you know, we got to shout out to all our black entrepreneurs. And I just want to say... Shout out to Miss Nina and her business, Champagne Room LA. I don't know if she's still gonna have it as LA, because now she in Vegas. But nice. You can buy you some beautiful, sexy loungewear in the house, or you can get you some lingerie for the hubby. Okay, Maya.
I was just thinking, like, I need some.
And she got good prices. I've seen, like, competitors' prices, and it's like they be wanting too much.
And what's her IG?
Her IG, she has so many, but the store is Champagne Room LA. If you type in champagne, Drake should pop up, and then she should pop up. She has a little bit of everything. She got candles, the smell goods. Lashes for the ladies who like to wear strip lashes. You know, she got a little bit of everything. Stockings, but everything is super sexy. I just got me, I got a whole bunch of stuff from there, child.
Oh, I'm looking. I'm
going to get me one of those fuzzy outfits to sit around the house in. Because, you know, it's cold. I can't be naked all the time.
I don't see a fuzzy one. I want it, though. Well, I'm on here now, and these items are very, very nice, and I need something. Because my husband be gone. Mm. And when he come home, I need to be looking. My mama said I need to be looking decent. Don't be looking ugly.
Y'all gonna end up making another baby.
No. This girl's always trying to get me to make... No. Let me tell you, I asked my son. We asked my son the other day, like, do you want a sibling? And my husband was like, well, when you ever want a sibling, let us know. Mm-hmm. And we'll put a seed in your mama's heart. I said, oh, no, we won't. Right?
No, we won't.
So I said, out of curiosity, though, Malcolm, do you want a sibling? Do you want a brother, sister? He was like, yeah. And so I said, oh, you do? He was like, yeah. I was like, so you want a baby around here? And he was like, oh, no, never mind. Nobody got time for no babies in my house. We ain't baby people.
That's so funny because I go back and forth with this whole, do I want a kid? Do I not want a kid? And it's like, do I really want to go through that baby stage?
The baby part is...
And don't get me wrong.
It's enough for me.
I love kids. But do I really want to go through training this potty training? I got to feed it.
It's enough for me.
That's why I like other people's kids. You got kids? Bring them on. I babysit the hell out them kids. Because I know I can go on here and give them back.
Exactly.
Okay. So, our next segment is Hey Sluts.
Oh, yes.
And this one will be coming from one of my Instagram followers. It was so perfect. It was right on time. Because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But Mr. Tony Lee Speaks, that's his IG. So if y'all want to follow him, y'all can. He reached out to me and he was like, girl, I got a story to tell you. And I'm like, well, tell it then, boo. So this is what he said. So I've been divided on years about how I love two wonderful women at the same capacity, right? Best friends with one for 10 years and amazing friends with the other for about five years. So 2020 was shitty, gained some, lost more. So I told them how I felt and that I didn't think it was selfish, but that I saw monogamous structures as oppressive to the counterparts as individuals. And so they both wanted to meet one another. And they both were really into each other. And now, how do you put that? And now we're all like kind of a thing.
That's a good way to put that.
And he did put some more in it because we was going back and forth. But basically, he was in love with two women.
Mm-hmm. Like most men.
Yeah. And he did not, it was like, I want this, I want girl A, but girl B kind of like picks up what she lacks, but I don't want to cheat on either one of them, so I'm just tell them how I really feel. And you see what communication does?
Real nigga.
He told them what he wanted, yeah, and he got it. Now I ain't gonna say it's gonna work for everybody, no. But he had a friendship with both these women. Both these women were in love with him. He was in love with both of them. And because they both loved him, they knew for a fact that this other woman could not be that bad if mm-hmm. he loved her.
Yeah, and he was honest. Mm-hmm. That's what make people so pissed off, the betrayal thing. Oh, my God, you people are backstabbing and lying to me. You know, that's the thing that makes people upset. I think that what he did was take notes, man. Mm-hmm. Honestly, take notes because... this is the way to have things end on a positive mm-hmm. note. But I honestly think that, I think men like drama. So that's why they don't do it the way he do it. He just the type of person that don't like the drama.
Yeah, some people do thrive off of drama. I know with me, I don't like drama in my life. But I like watching other people's drama.
Girl, yes, tell me all the tea. Tell me all the tea. I gotta have it. Listen, the neighbors arguing. Shh, 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 shh.
Girl, I don't even shush. My neighbors was arguing one day, and I just went outside.
And just looked
like. And was like, ooh, saw her hitting on him, and he almost threw her over the balcony, child. And I was like,
hoo-wee. Don't bring that drama with me. Don't bring that to me.
Yeah, I don't like drama in my life. If I sense there's drama, I will definitely walk away. And if it keeps occurring.
And that's the thing, yep.
Somebody getting their ass beat off, I mean, off tops, like.
I'm straight up, I'm the type of person that will flee the scene. I exit stage left.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as stuff like that happens. So, I commend this man. Yeah. In my opinion, I truly commend him. I think he made a great decision to, you know, be honest. And it worked out. Mm-hmm. And I think that if more men did that, it would work out. Because women like women.
And look, he got his cake and he can eat it too.
Yes. and the thing about it is people just don't know, like, the power of honesty. Like, literally. If you be honest with somebody. Okay, so this is so funny. Because when me and my husband first started dating. Because mm-hmm. we had a friendship before we started dating. Mm-hmm. And then we started dating. Mm-hmm. And when we started dating, basically we had sex, okay?
Okay, get it.
We was friends, and then we had sex.
You gotta test it out, because you never know. Sex might be whacking it, huh?
Yeah, you never know. And it was like, we had been friends for 4 years, platonic, never kissed nothing. And then it just happened, right? So from there, I asked him, we were really young, he was even younger than me. And so I asked him from there, like, what do you really want to do here, you know? Because I'm 2 years older than he is. So I had my son by the time. I had a little bit more experience. So I just asked him straight up. What do you want to do? What's the deal? You trying to be my boyfriend? What's this? And that's what he said. I want to be with you. I don't want to sleep with nobody else. All this other stuff. And then that turned out to be a lie. Of course. Because of course he still wanted to sleep with other people. Of course he still wanted to. He still had other things. We were friends that just so happened to sleep together. And mm-hmm. you know, we loved each other. But he still had. We were dating.
Yeah.
You know? So for him to even in that moment think for a second he was about to be able to just switch up the lifestyle.
He was bamboozled. He bamboozled himself.
But the reason he did that was because he thought he was telling me what I wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. When truthfully, and this is so funny because we talk about this now all the time and laugh at it because I always say, like, I really, where I was, I didn't want a relationship. So had he just said, honestly, I don't want a relationship and I'm seeing other people, I would have just been like, cool. You know? Bad. But he thought I was going to walk away. So he lied. Mm. And then we had drama in the beginning of our dating era.
Of course, because he wasn't up front. You wasn't up front either, boo boo.
I wasn't. Because I should have said it. Yeah,
you should have like, well, see, I asked you that, but look, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be in a relationship. And then it could have been like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Cause so I guess I was doing the same thing. I was thinking, okay, so he wanted a relationship, so I guess I need to be like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gone through that, but you know, these days, so much fuck shit out there. You just want to just nip that shit in the bud and move along.
And just be honest, though. Yeah. Be honest. It's just, I think that was great. And now they have a nice little relationship.
Now, shout out to you, Tony.
Shout out to Tony. Give it up for Tony. More men should be like Tony, and that's why Tony is getting 2 pussies.
Okay. Okay.
And he's doing it without drama. I know the baby probably getting 2 pussies too, but he got the drama.
He got the drama.
Because he's lying to people.
And he got a whole baby.
Okay. He got no kids, no drama, 2 pussies. Good job, Tony.
Tony is living the life.
He is okay. So, next segment is
Black Girl Magic. Brought to you by Maya.
So, this is where we shout out a black woman out here doing her thing.
Her thug thizzle.
Okay. I want to shout out. I probably should have said this before we started, though. You can cut this part for sure.
Girl, just shout out who you want to shout out, girl.
Okay, cool. I was just going to shout out Kame.
Shout out Kame!
Okay, cool. Because I mean, she got product. So. Wait, give me one second. I didn't really prepare.
That's the best part, though. Because it's all raw and uncut.
I wanted to go to her page so I can save the name of her freaking products before I actually...
Tamed Maine.
Yeah, Tamed Maine products, but I want to say everything, like, what she has. I want to talk about the whole lineup of products.
So, I'm a introducer. So, Maya wants to shout out our wonderful friend, mm-hmm. Kemay, who's a hairstylist.
Natural hairstylist.
Yes, natural hairstylist. She worked with the chemicals too, don't she? I know she got the education behind it, but she focuses on the crown, treating the crown.
Yeah, most are, yeah.
Yeah.
She's special. I wouldn't say she specializes
in the natural hair. Because, honey, she cut my hair so good. Like, my hair has a bounce to it now.
Amen. So, okay, the reason why I'm shouting her out is because this is our mutual friend, number one. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for our Kemay.
Facts.
And so, I just want to take the time to shout out her black girl, Magic. Her Tamed Maine products. She has hair oil, hair growth oil. She has edge control. She has...
Oh, wait. Edge control for you 4C ladies. Okay, because, mm-hmm. you know, there's no product out there. It's very slim product, but... She has a product for them edges for my 4C ladies. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that.
Mm-hmm. She got the bonnet for the braids.
Yes.
Okay, that's my favorite thing, the bonnet for the braids. And then she has the band for the edges to lay them edges down. All satin. All good for your hair.
Oh, is that the band where she was working out and then she took it off and she was sweating and them edges was still laid? Girl.
So, yeah. That was the black girl Magic in that. I think that's awesome. I love the edges. I love the bonnet, the braids bonnet. I think all of that is just black empowerment, black hair, black women doing our black girl thing. And that's my black girl. And yeah, shout out to Kemay. Tamed Maine.
She from Detroit too.
Oh yes, and she definitely from Detroit. Shout out to South Philly. That's where we went to high school together.
Y'all can go to her official website. It is officially tamed. That's TAMED.com. And she has her hair oil. She has all types of stuff. Bonnets, like she said, everything. Dang, girl. Yeah, she cool. is out here.
It's cool.
Yes. Definitely give me one of these bonnets. I need one of them edge layer down things, because, child, my hair is confused. My hair is confused, girl. I got three different textures.
You got three different bloodlines.
No shit.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Look, nigga is right in the middle, though.
Me too, though. Right, look. Right up here for whatever reason. Look how little this little curly is, right? Compared to the rest of my hair.
Girl, the Filipino be like all on the edges.
Mm-hmm, that's the Indian. I got the Indian right there.
Then you go in the middle. That's the Native American for me. And then that nigga right in the middle. Right
the crown.
That means we all types of fucked up in the head.
Uh-huh. Rock your crown, queen.
Oh, I love it. I just love that. This is a black woman putting out hair products for black people.
Right, black people. Yeah, black people.
This ain't no African pride stuff.
No. Because we're not African, y'all. But that's a whole other topic, and I'm going to move on. That's a whole other topic, and I'm going to move on. Unless you're African, you're not African. But go ahead.
All right, now. Our main topic this week will focus on Aunt Becky and her daughter Olivia sitting at the red table discussing her privilege.
Okay, so I know she just got out of prison after spending 2 months in there for admission fraud. And this is something that white women do that I don't really know much about. To be honest,
you don't?
No.
Basically, families who are of privilege, especially mm-hmm. white ones, they basically pay a admission, whoever's in admissions at colleges, mm-hmm. or sometimes in high school, certain school districts, pay them off, and then they somehow push the application through so that child can get to the institution even if they don't make the appropriate grades or appropriate GPA.
Okay.
And I don't, what's the little girl's name?
I think her name is Lori.
Lori?
Mm-hmm.
She, that's the daughter's name?
Right.
Because I know she went on Red Table Talk and sat with Jada and Gammy and Willow. And you need to watch that episode.
I'm going to. And I hate that I didn't.
It's like a 30-minute episode.
Mm-hmm.
They all are, but I sided with Gammy. Because Gammy was basically saying, I don't understand why little privileged white girls who...
That's how I feel.
Who will be okay whether they get in trouble or not. They're going to be okay. They're going to bounce back.
Yep.
She just didn't understand why a white privileged girl would come to a black show.
Oh, no. Her name is Olivia.
Olivia. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Olivia Jade. Her mama is named Lori. So, Aunt Becky's name is Lori.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Gammy just didn't understand, like, why is it that this little white girl want to come to Red Table Talk? It's like they always, white women always want black women to back them up and support them, but they don't never give us support.
No.
And whether she's Aunt Becky's daughter or not, she's going to be okay. She lost some brand deals. Your mama is Aunt Becky.
Literally.
Your daddy is a designer. Literally. Like, come on, you're going to be fine.
But the thing about privilege is that nobody really ever realizes that they have it.
So this episode, the girl did sit at this table and acknowledged. She acknowledged her ignorance at the time.
Okay.
She acknowledged, she acknowledged when she realized that she was privileged.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of opened up my eyes, because now I understand that people that come from that type of background, from a privileged background, they don't even know.
That's what I was saying. That's what, yeah.
So she acknowledged her ignorance. She acknowledged, like, oh, I see. Oh, okay, I get it now. And she acknowledges that she is privileged.
Yeah, way privileged. She's, like, more privileged. She's, like there's regular white privilege. Like, just regular white privilege. Like, down to, like, a black bum versus a white bum.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's white privilege down to that. So, when you are Aunt Becky's daughter, your privilege is, like...
Beyond.
Yeah.
And she even admitted, like, she was like, I didn't see anything wrong with it at first.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't understand why people were just so against her. And it's like, she had to actually go through... You know, certain jobs, letting her go, her missing out on certain brand deals, for her to understand, like, dang, that's really messed up. And not only did they do it for me, they did it for my sister.
Mm.
So they been knew what they was doing. The parents knew. They knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, because as if I was a parent, mm-hmm. and I had a child who was just a genius.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact my child will have to go above and beyond to show their intelligence.
Yeah.
And most likely will miss out on an opportunity because of an Aunt Becky paying $150, however much money she gave to this person, to get her kids to take somebody else's spot.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks. Mm-hmm. And then you got black women who try to do the same thing on the lower scale, and they get put into jail.
Literally.
I know you heard about that black woman who lied about her address so her son can go to a better school. And mm-hmm. I think they making her serve 7 years in jail. But here it is. You got these millionaires. They go to jail for weeks.
So this is when it gets really interesting, and I want to know what your thoughts are on this, because because of the way politics and the way that social media is nowadays, and everything is so, like, divided left and right, and black and white. I try to watch things. I try to watch both sides, right? Because it's two extremes, which is crazy. So I try to watch something in the middle. I like, so I can create my own type of, like, okay, I see what's going on, because these two extreme sides, they both on some bullshit, so the real shit got to be in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I watch Candace Owens. That's my whole point, because I'll be watching Candace Owens. Okay.
I can't watch her.
So this is what she said that I kind of like can get why. Okay. Here, this is the thing about this whole topic, right? As far as the money is concerned. So what Candace Owens said was basically like, in the court, in the law, right? In a court of law, she does not feel like there is racism in the court of law, which we all know that's some bullshit. Because you cannot say, it's racism everywhere. If it's racist people everywhere, it's racism everywhere. And that's just the bottom line. So, yeah, I think she played devil's advocate. She ride on her side. When she say stuff like that, it's just ignorant to even say that. But at the same time, we do have to bring focus to not just racism, because that's not the biggest problem. And I realized that when she said this, it's the wealth gap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's the wealth gap. Because
it's more like, for me, it's more classism than anything when it comes to that wealth gap.
Mm-hmm. Because I know tons of people who go to court, who commit crimes, and go to court and go to jail, right? Mm-hmm. Because they cannot afford a lawyer. They can't afford a good lawyer. I know niggas who literally do illegal things, and because they have a good lawyer, they not even worry about the shit.
Me too.
You know, and they black.
Because they got the money to pay for a good lawyer.
So I think that this is not only to do with like the white privilege, it's the financial privilege that you have and the audacity that you will use that. You know, when we have things like when we get shamed for having things like affirmative action because they don't want black people to go to college mm-hmm. for free because they black, okay, whatever.
Which is crazy.
Even though it's racism everywhere, so we need things like this. Mm-hmm. However, the problem is the financial gap. Because if black people could pay, if that black mother who's serving 7 years had a good lawyer, maybe she'd be serving 2 months like Aunt Becky. It's the moment. This whole thing is about money.
Yes.
This whole thing. It doesn't have anything to do with race. It really has more to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
What they can pay
and
for.
That's why they, as a country, don't get me wrong, we got some wealthy black people.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the majority?
Mm-hmm.
And the majority ain't, they not even always the wealthiest, because you know we got other people from other countries,
right,
that may be even more wealthier. It's just they know how to keep it under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to get away with certain things, but the white folks, they sure know how to milk a system that they created.
Literally, that's why. Okay, so that's why going back to the Donald, and him, you know, everybody was upset about his taxes. That was the one thing I wasn't mad about, because he paid $750 in taxes. So everybody's like, oh my god, he paid $750 in taxes. He know the system. He know how to figure out. Listen, I do my own taxes every year. I'm going to figure out how I can get as much back as possible and get as many tax write-offs for my business as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So Donald Trump realized that if I create jobs, if I give away things, I can get tax write-ups. I can get billion-dollar tax write-offs.
He's giving away a lot of stuff, and he's been bankrupt so many times, and it's like,
so yeah,
like he know what to do.
So it is about that. So it's a race in a matter of, you know, the system. You know how to work the system, and it's money though.
Yeah, it's that wealth gap. The wealth gap is definitely a big deal.
And what Aunt Becky did was she took advantage of that.
Yeah. She did. The funny thing is that her kids didn't even want that. That's the funny thing about it. They didn't care about the education. Olivia said she didn't even care about school. The only reason why she wanted to go to college is for the parties. You have to go to school for that.
I mean, that's most what 18-year-olds feel, though. Most 18-year-olds. You know, they go to school because they told they're supposed to go to school anyway. So, yeah, that's deep. That's something. That's something else. These people got money to just pay for their kids to get in college.
And the funny thing about it is, like, you really gonna, you wasting money. They could have used that money on something totally different.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Cause look at it, Olivia not in school. I don't even think she got her degree. If she does, then yay. But I'm sure it was paid for.
It wasn't necessary for her mama to go to prison over. But I'm glad her ass went to prison.
Well, I feel like she deserves to go to prison because that was fraud.
Yeah. And they put niggas in jail for fraud every day, B.
I just think it's crazy that a black woman lies about her address so her son can go to a better school to get better education. She goes to jail for 7 years. And even though we do agree it's a wealth gap, it's what Aunt Becky did was way worse. This woman lied about her address. Aunt Becky paid.
But that's why I say it come down to the money. Because Aunt Becky also paid for a damn lawyer.
A good one. Okay. It wouldn't even matter if he was a bad lawyer.
Okay. That's true. She paid for that.
She paid, child.
That mama that's trying to get her kid into a better school, she don't have no money. That's why she can't live in that neighborhood.
That's why she lied on that.
Period.
Act.
Because she want her son to have a better opportunity.
But see, this is a kid in grade school. That black woman,
right.
Her kid was in grade school. You put her in jail for 7 years.
But then once again, that comes down to, that's why, for 2021, y'all, I'm bringing it back to us every single time. Every single time I'm bringing it back to us. And that's when we go, this is why we need to make sure that we voting for our judges. We're voting for our local people.
Yeah.
Because we don't vote for our local judges. We don't know nothing about that. And then we be like, you locked them up like that?
A lot of times, our people don't even understand how to vote. They just think, oh, we got to vote for the president. No, baby. Like you said, we gotta vote for the right governor, the right mayor,
the right judges.
The right judges.
We vote our judges in. Mm-hmm. We vote our attorneys in. We vote for those people. So we need to know what's going on. We need to read these people's policies. We need to find out who these people are. Because we don't know who they are, but the white people do. And they vote them people in office. And then those are the people that we wear in t-shirts. Free this person, free that person. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, the black mama in jail. I don't know what community she live in. But if it's a community that she don't want to send her son to that school, I'm quite sure it's a community where niggas ain't voting for their judges.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And like you said earlier, our community, if someone don't understand something, as a community, we should sit down, have, you know, little neighborhood talks and
we
stuff.
We need to talk.
And be like, look, we need to vote this person out and replace them with this person. So when y'all go down and y'all go to vote, make sure you put this person because this is what they stand for. That other person got your little cousin,
Ladero,
locked up for 26 years for selling an ounce of weed, like
literally though, that's what's going on.
We got
to bring it back to us and our leaders, our black martyrs, our black people with platforms, instead of like bringing so much attention to what everybody is doing to us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to educate each other on what we're talking about right here, right now.
Yep.
We need to educate each other on the local judges.
Yep.
When do we vote? Where do we go? Who's running? What the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm. What's going on in our community and what each candidate can do to help our community.
Mm-hmm.
And also show the pros and show the cons. Because then an individual can be sitting there and be like, all right, so I need my community to be able to do this and that at a certain time, but I don't need it to go this way. Like, you just need to know your pros and cons of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you choose which judges, which governor, which mayor, all that as a community. Everybody need to talk. What's everybody wrong with us?
Need to talk. Everybody needs to care. But that's the problem. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
They don't care.
They be fake caring.
They fake care.
On Instagram. So you know. So today I went down to the office and you be like.
And this is what we're dealing with. No, baby, we not going. Like I said from jump, the beginning of this segment, that we don't care about our baby's education. But these white women, they paying for their babies to get to school.
And they don't care if their kid's dumb. As long as that kid goes to that school and get the credentials, whether that kid cheated or not, they don't care.
They don't.
They don't care because my baby went to that school.
They want, okay? That's what they care. That's what they care about. My baby went to that school, like you said. My baby is getting the best education. Mm-hmm. I know what's going on. Once again, from Detroit, I'm going to be shouting out Detroit. I love this platform because I can really talk about the shit that really be going on. And I lived... Before I got to LA, I lived in a neighborhood where majority of the neighborhood was abandoned houses. Mm-hmm. Was the neighborhood school. I went to the neighborhood school to see. It's the neighborhood school. My son is about to go to school. I just want to see. I knew I wasn't going to really send him there, but I just got to see. Mm-hmm. Okay? And this is an elementary school, K through 8th. My baby was going to kindergarten. And I'm checking out the school around the corner from my house. And it's metal detectors in the school. K through 8th grade.
What? Why? What the kids bringing? You got kindergartners bringing in guns?
So once again, we got that. We got parents that don't show up. The principal and the school staff have to get the parents to show up to the school. But we got white women paying for their kids to go to the best colleges. To go whatever school they want to go to. And we gotta pay our parents to show up.
I just know, like, personally, the way that I grew up, when I was living with my dad, he did not want me to be at no city school. Yeah, he did not want me. We lived in the city.
We did too.
But he was like, no, the city schools aren't the same like how when he was growing up. They don't really care about the education. All they care is about the little coins that they get. He said, I want my kids to have a great education. I want them to know that it's other people in the world besides black people.
Yes.
And you have to know how to work with other types of people from different types of backgrounds. And you need to know how to speak correctly. Because in the city of St. Louis, talking like, come here, girl. Let me come your her. You sound ignorant.
Yes, you do.
So busting me all the way out to Kirkwood was like a relief. And even though when I came back home, and I'm talking like this, hey guys. One thing that I did learn was how to be a chameleon.
Yeah,
I know how to speak correctly, and then I also know how to blend in with my homies. Period. So.
Literally, yep.
But
I grew up similar.
Yeah, so it's like we ain't trying to shit on our own community, like school districts, but
I don't blame the schools, to be honest. I don't. Okay, here's the thing. Now Detroit, let me show you something. The education department be stealing from them damn kids all the time. Okay, now I'm not saying this is everybody on the board, but this has happened too many times. And there's so many schools in Detroit shut down. It's barely any schools. I'm telling you, it's sick. It's barely any schools. And it's just sad. It's just the whole thing, the perpetual confinement in the neighborhood. And a way to confine people to their neighborhoods and to never think bigger, to never want more, to never even think of more is sick. It's sad.
Because and that happens in a lot of places in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's low key doing that with this pandemic. They're trying to confine us so we don't go out and reach for the stars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
Yeah. And this pandemic thing, that's a whole other thing. That's deep.
We gonna keep that for
a whole other segment.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do the pandemic anniversary or something.
Oh, God. Because the show is coming up.
It's coming up.
So, we like to always end our episodes with a fun fact. And this week's fun fact is that squirrels, when they land like superheroes.
Every time.
Think I'm lying? Google it.
She's not lying.
Remember I showed you and your son?
And we was lit.
Oh, wait. Let me rephrase that. Superheroes land like squirrels, because squirrels was here first. Thanks.
Period. So superheroes copy squirrels then.
So you think squirrels be having like capes sometimes?
Oh, they probably do. They don't need capes because, you know, they just fly. They put their arms and their legs out like real wide, and they low-key can fly a little bit.
You know they got some that fly. They're called flying squirrels. And they got like a little bit more skin or
that's
something
what I
right
thought.
Here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And they fly. Yeah, those are the ones that fly.
That's why you can't travel everywhere. I don't want to see no flying
squirrels. Girl, the squirrels start flying towards me, girl.
I'm out. That's it. Wherever I'm at, the squirrels can't own that place.
I'm punching that squirrel.
You fighting it?
Yeah.
I'm going to flee. I'm not a fight. I'm not going to fight. You know that fight or flight? I'm flight. When they come to fighting squirrels.
Oh, and another fun fact. Was it Tony Tom?
Mm-hmm. Three Tony.
Or was it Mid Condition that said it never rains?
Tony.
Y'all some liars. Because it's been raining all morning. Since like
last
3
night.
O'clock. 3 o'clock a.m. It's been raining. And it is now 11:27 in the morning on a Monday.
Yes. But, you know, I'm not mad at it.
We need it.
Yeah, we haven't had... Like, I've been here in California since June, and this is the third time it's rained.
Well, you know what? People don't really talk about it in the wintertime. It rains out here. It rains a lot. So, from December, January, February, we get rain. No lie.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Better than snow. Okay.
All right, now, we out. I hope y'all had a wonderful time listening to us rant and rave, and peace.
We'll see y'all next year.
For real.